A young man once describes his experience of sinking into insanity. He was a very bright university student, but he had abandoned his studies in favor of nightclubs and pornography. One night, he retired to a hotel room. As he lay in bed, the window appeared to expand until it reached the floor. He heard a mocking voice in his mind saying, "What if you threw yourself out of that window?" The young man wrote, "Now my life was dominated by something I had never known before, fear. It was humiliating, this strange self-conscious watchfulness. It was a humiliation I had deserved more than I knew. I had refused to pay attention to the moral laws upon which all vitality and sanity depend." Well, this young man did begin to pay attention to the moral law. He began to put his life in order and to experience inner peace. He eventually entered the Catholic Church and went on to become one of the most famous monks of the 20th century. His name is Thomas Merton. My dear brothers and sisters, today's gospel on Jesus' baptism should challenge us to examine whether we are keeping our baptismal promises. So we are all baptized. Some promised the baptismal promise to our parents and sponsors as infants, and some as adults to live the Christian lives in line with Jesus, our Lord and Messiah. What are our baptismal promises? They are to renounce Satan, his deeds, and all his worldly displays, and believe in God the Father, His Son Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the resurrection of Christ, and life everlasting. So these are the basic doctrine of our Catholic faith. The more we put in our hearts, the more we are living in and with Jesus. So this feast of the baptism of the Lord is our reminder to our own selves to live the promises we have, so that at the end, God the Father will say to us too, "You are my sons and daughters. With you, I am well pleased." Today's gospel tells the story of the crossing of one threshold to another. Many, moved by John's first preaching at the Jordan, mistakenly believe that he is the Messiah. John tells them that he is only preparing the way. He performs an ancient ritual symbolizing conversion and repentance. The Baptist refers to the one who is to come, who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. If the one who is to come will baptize with the Holy Spirit, then he must be possessed by the Holy Spirit. At Jesus' baptism, two events take place. One is seen as the other is heard. The descent of the Holy Spirit upon Jesus is described as the descent of a dove. Then, the voice from heaven announces You are my son, the beloved. After his baptism in the Jordan, Jesus is in prayer, receives the anointing of the Holy Spirit to consecrate him to announce to the poor the good news of their salvation. So my sisters and brothers, the birth of Jesus is not the end of the salvation history. It is just a beginning as one part of God's saving act came to a close. Christmas season is ended, and the miracle of his coming among us has been celebrated. Here and now, we are asked to live lives that really signify, show, and reflect our belief that Jesus is truly with and among us. So as we begin the new year, we are faced and challenged to recall the day of our own baptism, that we are the well-beloved sons and daughters of God the Father, brothers and sisters of God the Son, filled with God the Holy Spirit, and commissioned to bring God to others and show his everlasting love and mercy, compassion and favor. So let the world be on fire through us, through our good words, through our good works. So the question is, are we ready to live this new year delighted and honored to be Jesus' own people? Are we willing to always live our baptismal promises? So let us ask the Lord in this Eucharist to give us the strength to do his will, follow his commandments of love, and live in line with him. May we always live our baptismal promises in good or in challenging times. So let this be our prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, send and fill my life with your Holy Spirit and the fire of your mercy and forgiveness, love and goodness. May I always seek to do your will just as you please and do the Father's will. May I live my baptismal promises today and every day of my life. Amen.